Tango Tango Papa 1671, December 5th, 2012.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from home. I was due home by December 8th to begin my vacation. But as it turns out, they got me home on December 4th. December 4th being Tuesday or yesterday. Got home yesterday afternoon, kind of early yesterday afternoon. And so I was... I had to go down to Lowe's and pick up my mower. My mower got fixed, and so I was able to pick it up, and then met a friend for after that, because a friend had to come over and help me unload it out of my pickup. The bed of my pickup, the riding mower, and then after that we went to eat, and then also I had a couple of other things. I had a lamp that I'd ordered from Amazon. I was able to assemble it, which that wasn't really a big deal. A touch lamp, kind of a replacement touch lamp for my bedroom. I don't know, it doesn't seem like you can buy those in stores anymore, but they have them for sale on Amazon.com. And a touch lamp in particular is very handy for a bedroom, because you can just reach over and touch it, and you don't have to fumble with a switch. So it's a kind of a three-way, touch lamp for like a end table or a bedroom. It's not a huge lamp, but it's kind of a smallish to medium-sized table lamp. So I got that thing assembled, and then one of the other things that I got was a solid-state drive. The idea being that I would replace the hard drive in this 13-inch MacBook that I've had. That's actually 6 years old now. That's hard to believe. It's an Intel MacBook, 2 gigahertz processor with 2 gigabytes of RAM. And I had, like a 360 gigabyte hard drive in there, 7200 PM hard drive in this machine. And the SSD prices have come down so much, I was able to get a 128 gig, that's the Diet Coke, 128 gigabyte solid state drive for, I think it was either $102 or $104, bought it through Amazon, .com, and I have the Amazon Prime, and so they picked up the Prime picks up the shipping, which that, if you buy very much stuff, Prime pays for itself, and then plus you get the Amazon videos as well. So, in any case, was able to get that installed, and the operating system put on it and what have you. And so that's the machine I'm using right now. I've been using this machine lately because I got tired of the other machine kind of constantly causing the my DC to AC inverter in the truck to kind of go into an alarm mode, warning me that it's about to shut down. This machine, even with a 7200 RPM drive, would sometimes cause it to go into an alarm mode a little bit briefly. But so lately I've been using that. Now this machine, of course, I haven't tested it yet, but it should be, now that it has a solid state drive in it, it shouldn't push that alarm to make any noise at all. The solid state drives are supposed to be using even, you know, less power than a spinning drive, which that would stand to make sense. Before I go on and talk about the solid state drive some more, I want to talk a bit about GoToMeeting with HD Faces. When meeting in person, we expect so much through the raise of an eyebrow, or we express so much through the raise of an eyebrow and nod of agreement. These simple gestures, body language in other words, these simple gestures help us communicate more effectively and get things done. But if your team is spread out in different locations, building that connection can be difficult. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You can meet face-to-face with colleagues and clients no matter where they are. Now, you know, one of the things that's interesting, if you actually, you know, they've done studies, and if you actually smile, you know, they've gotten people to, you know, kind of force them to smile, you know, and do tasks and what have you, and they've designed different studies, and they've actually found out that it really does sort of change their attitudes and change their behavior. Now, it stands to reason, if you can see someone as you're having a meeting, especially a business meeting, you can see someone, they're going to, a lot of times you end up reflecting the body language back of the person that you're watching. And so it would stand to reason that if you can actually see someone face to face, that you're probably going to have a different outcome and probably a more positive outcome of the meeting. And that's important when it's a business meeting. You're going to have a better outcome than you would if it's just kind of audio only or on the phone only. How many times have you been talking on the phone and you didn't like the conversation and you're here you are making all kinds of faces and, you know, even though you try to sound nice on the phone, you got all this sort of disparate body language going on. And so body language is really important. You know, body language is very important. So GoToMeeting takes simple online meetings a big step forward with the highest quality HD video conferencing. Build trust, stay focused, turn your business into actions. With one click, you can share your screen to work with others on the same document. It's easy to launch or join a meeting from anywhere using your computer, phone, or tablet. And now you can present from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait for the special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. And so that's GoToMeeting, of course, is from the good folks at Citrix. So let's go ahead and close that out. So in any case, was able to, and you know, get OS 10, and of course I stayed with Snow Leopard 10.6 is what I have on here, and so I loaded 10.6 off of the, you know, I have the DVD, upgrade DVD. And so that's what I loaded on here, and then I was able to transfer some of the stuff, not much of it, I didn't want a whole lot of it, but some of it, especially the applications, I didn't, you know, with OS 10, in most cases, you can just, it asks you, do you want to transfer the applications, you know, in some of your other settings, you just say, yeah, I want this and this, and so I left out a lot of stuff that I didn't, you know, the clutter. But I did get the applications, and so Ubercaster just transferred right over, and you know, and so far it's working great. But the thing with the SSD that is just remarkable, this machine, of course, it's a Core 2 Duo, 2 gigahertz, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and that, and of course, the 2 gigabytes of RAM is maxed out. This machine is 6 years old. 6 years old, and of course it still works. I've used it. I haven't used it a whole lot. It's bounced around in the truck a long time. If this was a Windows machine, it would be totally obsolete and probably dead by now. but it's since it's a Mac, it still continues to work and so on and so forth. And it's because of the way the Macs are, it's still usable, still very useful. So putting an SSD drive on this machine, the performance that I'm getting is just absolutely remarkable. You can actually go online and people have taken this very same machine, same setup, and they've got performance, where they've actually timed the boot times and, you know, the difference between a spinning hard drive versus a solid-state drive, and the differences in loading different programs and opening and closing different windows and what have you. They've got those there, and that's kind of what convinced me when I was thinking about this and I got this idea. I looked and I found those kind of benchmark comparisons, and they're pretty dramatic. But it's one thing to read about it, but you get the thing, and actually once it's installed, I was really surprised, pleasantly surprised at how fast the thing boots up now. It boots up very fast, and it's immediately usable. Of course, Macs tend to be immediately usable. If it's a Windows machine and you reboot it, you might as well leave for 15 minutes oftentimes and then come back. And, you know, at least that's the way it's been in the past. Now, if you had Windows on a solid-state drive, you might have a little bit different experience with it. This is really remarkable. And so programs open up very quickly, especially the more data heavy ones. They open up pretty quickly. And then the other ones that give pretty good performance, even on a spinning, regular hard drive, they snap right open. It's just amazing. So very pleased with the performance of this. And so this SSD has really breathed a bunch of life into this machine, making it a really snappy performer. It's just absolutely amazing. So I would say that, generally speaking, any machine that, 5 or 6 years old even, even if it's running Windows, you could probably, now Windows maybe less so, but let's say it's running XP, you could probably put an SSD drive in the machine, and if you could reload XP, you would probably get a pretty dramatic performance boost out of it. And this is better than any upgrade I've ever done, as far as, you upgrade the memory in the machine and you will get a performance increase, but nothing like this. This is dramatic. This is about the best upgrade, that anyone has ever come up with as a solid state hard drive. And as I say, they're getting to the point now where they're getting reasonable. As I say, I was able to get this 128 gigabyte drive for, I think it was like $104. And, of course, there are smaller ones. You have 64 gigabyte drives, but 128 and $104 that's pretty reasonable. And, of course, then you can go on up in size, and the price the price begins to escalate. But even at that, $100 for 128 gigabytes, that's less than $1 a gigabyte. And the performance boost is just remarkable. Now, I don't need all of the stuff that I had, because what I had in here before, I think I had a 320 gigabyte, I believe, or a 360 gigabyte drive, something like that, in this machine. And I had it pretty cluttered, and I had about 30... Usually I'd have about 30 to 35 gigabytes free space. I decided I didn't need all that stuff, but really, because I've still got my other machine. I've still got the 17-inch MacBook Pro. And so I've got it to do kind of the heavy-duty, heavy processing stuff. that, you know, if I need that, and then plus, you know, storage space and what have you, I've got that machine, and I've got a hybrid drive in it that, you know, this, what I think is a Seagate hybrid drive. It's like 500 gigabyte, and then it's got a four gigabyte SSD, and it tries to put the most relevant files on the SSD portion. And so it did, you know, it does give better performance than just a straight, than the straight 7200 RPM hard drive. But, so I've still got it, and it can do the heavier duty stuff. But as far as recording podcasts or just, you know, the lighter stuff, 128 gigabytes is plenty. I think OS 10 itself, at least Snow Leopard, I think it was like 11 gigabytes after I installed it is what it used. And then, you know, it was like 30 gigabytes worth of applications, which I could probably go through and get rid of a bunch of those. But don't, you know, at the moment it doesn't really matter. And then I've still got, I don't know, I can take a look here. I think I've, let me see how much room's free. I got 72 gigabytes, 72.38 gigabytes free. So that's pretty good. And I'm not, as I say, I'm not really using this machine to, even though it'll do it, capture video or any of that stuff. Don't really need to do that. This machine got the SSD drive on it, and so it's, you know, I'm going to really just kind of plan on using it more as a podcasting, a machine to podcast with, and a machine to just kind of do just general lighter type stuff, you know, maybe write articles with it or, you know, because I have Microsoft Word and what have you, and Word and Excel, so I got Microsoft Office, and do some of the, you know, maybe some browsing or whatever, but lighter type stuff as opposed to, you know, trying to push it and do really heavy duty stuff. But, you know, the speed now is just remarkable. So if the prices on SSD drives continue to drop, then eventually what I'll probably do is replace the drive in the 17-inch MacBook Pro with a larger SSD drive. That's always that's certainly a viable option if the SSD drive prices continue to fall. So that was a pretty powerful upgrade. That was, yeah, I was really happy. I've been really happy with the solid state drive upgrade in this machine. It's just, as I say, it's remarkable. And you could take any machine, probably, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a Mac or Windows, as long as you can run a newer version of, you know, a version of Windows, at least XP or above. You could probably put an SSD drive into one of those machines and really get a speed boost out of it. Because it, as it turns out, the bottleneck, even on this six-year-old machine, the bottleneck really was the hard drive. It really was. Now, originally, this machine had a 5400 RPM hard drive, and I swapped it out for a 7200 RPM hard drive. And you get, you know, a 7200 RPM hard drive does give you better performance than a 5400 RPM hard drive, but they pale, both of them kind of pale into insignificant, you know, they pale into, you know, insignificance compared to the performance and the throughput you get out of an SSD drive. It's just, it's like night and day. It really is dramatic. So, I don't know if what the, you know, I know the processor speeds have gotten a little bit faster, but the Core 2 Duo is still, that's a pretty beefy processor. Even though it's 6 years old, the Core 2 Duo was a pretty good processor. It's a dual core processor. And so I don't know what processors they're using today. Like if you, let's say you had a, you know, the different MacBook Airs or whatever. I don't know, you know, if you were to do like different types of performance benchmarking testing, comparing this machine to, let's say, one of the newer MacBook Airs, it's possible that the processing speed might be, you know, the processor, if you're processing something, number crunching, it might work a little bit faster than this would. But as far as access speeds and what have you, they're going to be very similar. The performance is going to be really similar with this six-year-old MacBook that I have with this SSD drive. It's going to be very similar to a modern MacBook Air. It's just the bottleneck really is the hard drive. And if you've got a spinning hard drive, that is killing your performance. Now, there are other things that could kill your performance as well. You know, let's say you've got kind of a crappy motherboard that has a slow bus speed. Now, that would do it. But I'd say in most machines nowadays, it's the hard drive that's the real bottleneck. And, you know, it's not so much a RAM problem. You know, you put plenty of, you know, you put RAM in the machine, but... beyond that, the hard drive is going to be the trouble. So, you know, so you can put it's a laptop form factor. Now, what I ordered, I made sure that I ordered one that was going to be compatible. So SATA 3 is what I ordered, and this one, it turned out it was branded Crucial, as in Crucial Memory, Crucial Technologies. I'm sure, you know, it's their brand, and it's some, I don't know who, you know, probably a company in China, I would assume. I don't know who made this hard drive, who produced it for them. It's got the Crucial brand on it, but it's basically, it's SATA 3, but SATA 3 is backwards compatible to SATA 2, so it's got exactly the same pin connectors on it. You can't really tell that from a SATA 2 from a SATA 3 as far as the way the pin configuration is. So it just it's the same form factor, and it plugs right into the SATA 2 connection. So, you know, now I don't know if they make, they probably do, like a desktop, like a 3.5-inch desktop drive form factor. You know, I'm sure they probably make the SSD drives in those configurations as well. But if they didn't, you just have to adapt to it. I'm sure somebody makes an adapter that adapts the laptop 2.5-inch drive to a 3.5-inch, connector, so that you could use it on, you know, because you can use SSD drives in desktop machines. So at some point, if the price comes down, that would be tempting. Even, you know, I've got a Windows Vista machine that I've had for, I don't know, probably 3 years at this point. And it still works. I still use it for certain things. And it's slow to boot. You know, to boot it up, it's a typical Windows problem where you kind of you can't use it immediately. You got to let it sit there and wait a little bit before it actually becomes usable. And so it would be tempting, if the price on these solid-state drives continues to come down, it would be tempting to upgrade that machine and see if I could get a speed up out of it. And I'm sure I would. I'm sure I would, because the performance that you get out of the SSD drives is just, again, you know, it's really remarkable. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this podcast short. I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of an update. Now, I am going to be... I was able to go to the dentist today. I was able to move my dental appointment up. Originally I had the dentist scheduled for Monday, or I think it's probably Monday morning. They were going to put in the crown. I had another crown made, and They were going to put that in. So I was able to call them yesterday afternoon, and they got me in this morning. And so I was able to do that at 10 o'clock this morning, go in there and got that done. So then I've got everything done pretty much that I'd intended to do. So that sort of frees me up now to go ahead and leave early. So what I'm doing, I'm planning on leaving tomorrow, heading south tomorrow. I'm planning on stopping in Shreveport, Louisiana. Shreveport's where my friend Ron Stroop and his wife AJ live. And so I'm planning on stopping by there on my way to meet my parents and down in Galveston, Texas. And we're kind of tentatively planning on being down there Friday. So, but I'm want to kind of, it's about 550 miles to 600 miles, sort of, depending on which way you go. I think the closest way from here to Galveston is about 550. So, a little detour through Shreveport isn't going to add too much to the trip, sort of right on the way. So, plan on stopping by and being able to visit Ron and his wife, and then be able to go on down to Galveston then and meet my parents. And I'm not exactly sure when they're planning on being there Friday, but I don't know what time yet. So, that'll kind of break the trip up a little bit. So looking forward to that. Anyhow, hope everyone, what I was going to say before I sign off, what I was going to say is that once, I get going and once I get down there and I'm around my parents, don't know how much podcasting is going to happen. We're planning on staying down there for roughly a week, 5 days or so, and then heading back up here for the duration. Then I'm off until the 30th. So probably after, I put this podcast up, don't expect to see anything from me for probably, I'd say the better part of a week anyway. But you can go ahead and continue to look. But don't be surprised if it's about a week before you see something else come from me. So anyhow, hope everyone is having a great week so far. And I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.